Andy Strickland from TrueHockey.com and ESPN in St. Louis joins us. Andy, the Blues, I guess the rich gets richer. Sobotka comes off of the IR. He's going to play tonight, I'm assuming. Who's he going to play with?
Tarasenko and Oshie, that's what it looked like this morning. Now, things can change in a hurry, as we've seen throughout the course of the season, especially with Ken Hitchcock, so you never know. I mean, nothing's ever in stone, but that's where he's going to play, at least entering the game. And he's been a guy who typically can play anywhere from 14 to 18 minutes a game. We'll see what it looks like tonight at the end of the game in terms of his ice time. But you're exactly right, though. The Blues, in terms of their depth, probably have that luxury most teams don't. I mean, you just look at a team like Colorado. I mean, how many injuries could they sustain and still play at the level that we've seen from them throughout the course of the season? I mean, the Blues just continue to roll even without, you know, one of the best players and one of the more underrated players, I think, in the Western Conference.
Yeah, Sobotka, 25 points, plus 17 in 46 games. So who was playing in that spot? Who gets demoted down the lineup now that he's back?
Well, Brendan Morrow's not going to play tonight. That's what's interesting. I mean, I do think, you know, come game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs, you're going to see Morrow in there. But, you know, he's the guy who gets bounced tonight. I think it'll be somewhat of a rotation. I mean, Brendan Morrow's a little bit long in the tooth, maybe not as much as in terms of his age, but, you know, certainly in terms of, you know, what his body's been through over the years. So they want to give him some rest. And I think you may see this happen a couple times down the stretch here before now and between now and the end of the regular season. But it'll be interesting to see how that what that rotation looks like. And, again, you got a lot of depth with the St. Louis Blues, a lot of players who are capable of playing every single night. But, again, you can only dress 20 players, so somebody's going to have to sit tonight. It's Morrow's turn.
Talk a little bit about Ryan Miller. Jason mentioned the rich getting richer. To me, if you get even a reasonable facsimile of Ryan Miller from 2 or 3 years ago, you're a heck of a lot better hockey club than you were before you got him.
Well, I would agree. I mean, he's certainly an upgrade in goal, even though Jaro Halak had been pretty, you know, solid this season, you know. But he just brings, talking about Ryan Miller, a different level of confidence for the rest of the club. He plays the position so quietly, you hardly even notice him in there unless he makes a mistake. You know, he reminds me of guys like Alex Petrangelo and Jay Bouwmeester in the Olympics playing for Canada. You hardly notice him out there unless they made a mistake. They just play such a clean game. And, you know, it may be a little simplistic to say, and I threw this out there on Twitter the other day and took some heat, but, you know, hockey people understand what I'm saying. He just looks like a goaltender in between the pipes. It's hard to explain, but when you watch him play the position, fundamentally he's so sound. He's so focused. It seems like every body movement he makes is by design. He understands shooters. He understands defensive concepts. He knows exactly what the Blues are trying to do in their own end in every situation, whether it's PK or 5-on-5, and how different tendencies different guys play with. I mean, he's just a really, really intelligent hockey player at the goaltending position. And like I said, he plays really quiet. I think the rest of the team kind of rubs off of his energy and his calmness, his ability to absorb pucks. Hardly do you see rebounds. I mean, I knew Ryan Miller was good, but he's been in the Eastern Conference. You really don't get an opportunity to see him play in person as much as I have over the last several days. He just brings an aura of confidence and, again, that quiet ability to, you know, kind of calm everything down around him is something that I think the Blues could have really used, and he's brought that.
Andy Strickland from TrueHockey.com joins us. Orders taken on the St. Louis Blues. Orders trying to avoid the season sweep against the Blues. How's Steve Ott looked, and who's he playing with?
Well, Steve Ott looks really good to me. I mean, for the most part, he's been playing with Morrow, who's not playing tonight, along with Derek Roy. So we'll see, you know, what that line shapes up and how it looks tonight, you know, once we, you know, get to game time. But he's looked really good. I mean, here's a guy who's a little underrated in terms of his ability to play within a team structure. I think that's something that's required to play under Ken Hitchcock. Again, a pretty smart hockey player. I think he's toned down his act from maybe what we're used to seeing, you know, a few years back when he was with the Dallas Stars. And I talked to him about that the other day, and he said, you know, early on in his career, he was just fighting to stay in the league and to keep a spot. And, you know, I think now as a veteran guy, he probably doesn't have to play that way. So, you know, you don't see maybe the explosions on the ice. You know, maybe that, you know, from what we saw earlier in his career, he certainly has matured as a hockey player. But again, here's a versatile hockey player who can play right, left, he can play center, he can take important faceoffs, and he's really good inside the faceoff circle. He wins over 50% of his faceoffs. He can kill penalties. You can use him in the power play if you need to as a you know, net front presence. I don't think it's something that Ken Hitchcock feels like he has to do based off of the depth offensively the Blues have. But you can certainly use him if necessary. I mean, he can pop home 9 to 15 goals a year. I mean, he's that type of player, and he's only going to be better here in St. Louis, assuming he re-signs, you know, playing on a more competitive team and playing with better hockey players. I like Steve Ott. We all know the physicality is there. We all know he's got that reputation as being an agitator, you know, gets under the skin of the opposing player. But he's more than that, and he showed that thus far since getting here. And he's getting more comfortable. I don't think he was very comfortable the first couple of games. Let's not forget they had to travel all the way from Buffalo, you know, out to Phoenix where the Blues were. That's where they played their first game. You know, he and Ryan Miller got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to drive to Toronto to catch a flight out to Phoenix. That was a 5-hour flight. They hardly slept the next night, the night before the first game with the Blues. So I think they were kind of running on adrenaline the first couple of games, but now they're starting to settle in.
Andy, anybody who's watched this game for any period of time knows you can't call the Stanley Cup engraver in March, let alone April or even May. But when I look at the St. Louis club with the addition of Miller, the edginess of Ott, added to a lineup that's already physical, heavy, and skilled, I'm wondering, I don't see anything missing. Do you?
You know, I don't see a whole lot missing. I think a lot of people maybe would point to a true bona fide natural goal scorer. You know, who's going to come up and score a goal when you need one? But, you know, you look at the Blues, they've been a top five offensive team all season long. Their power play, which has struggled a little bit as of late, they haven't had two power play goals in a game since early January. So we've seen a little bit of a skid there. But they've been a top five power play team. You know, I mean, they're among the league leaders in shots against, in goals against, in penalty kill, power play, goals per game. I mean, they've got really, really strong players up and down the lineup, top four. On the four offensive lines. I mean, their defense, 1-6, is arguably as good as any other group in the National Hockey League. And then you add Ryan Miller to the mix in goal. I agree with you. I mean, they're really, really good. They struggle with the Pacific Division this year, specifically against the California teams, where they got swept by Anaheim, they got swept by San Jose as well, and they lost 2-3 to L.A. So that's going to be an interesting test. But the good news for the Blues is they're only going to have to face one of those teams if they reach the Stanley Cup Finals. So go ahead and let those teams kind of beat up on each other in the playoffs. But they're undefeated in their own division. I think they're 18-0-1 against competition from the Central Division. So, I mean, the Blues, and that's a good division, too, when you look up and down the Central. I think people maybe thought it would be a weak division entering the season. I was one of those. But Winnipeg's been a little bit better. Colorado certainly has been a huge surprise. So it's a pretty good division. But I do like St. Louis. I mean, they got kind of all the ingredients you're looking for a contending team.
Andy, why did they trade Chris Stewart?
Well, I think a couple of things. I don't think he had a great relationship with Ken Hitchcock.
Right.
You know, it's not like they went at it and battled all the time. I'm talking more so on the ice in terms of the way Ken Hitchcock wants you to play and the way you have to play to be here in St. Louis. And the reality is, when you look at the way the Blues are structured or built right now offensively, you know, Chris Stewart was pretty much relegated to third-line duty. And are you going to pay a guy $4 million plus to be a third-line player if you can go out and get a guy like Steve Ott who kind of fits the mold of what you're looking for from a physicality standpoint on the third line? I'm a big fan of Chris Stewart. I like what he brings to the table in terms of goal scoring. He brings that element of he's a fierce player in terms of his ability to drop the gloves. Probably doesn't play the physical game that maybe you would expect from a guy of his size, but he can certainly make plays offensively. So, you know, I like Stewart, but at the same time, I think it was a trade the Blues felt like they had to make, especially financially, and they went ahead and did it.
Andy, Oilers definitely in tough tonight against the Blues. They've struggled with the Pacific Division, not the Oilers, just the top teams. Edmonton's strategy lately is to let the other team out, tire themselves out by outshooting the Oilers, and they win 8 of the last 13. If the Oilers are going to win tonight, what do you think they have to, or what do they have to do, or more so, what do the Blues not have to do?
Well, I mean, the Oilers just have to find a way to beat Ryan Miller and stay out of the penalty box, and more so, just be disciplined. I mean, you got to play a structured game against a team like St. Louis. Otherwise, they'll have their way with you, you know, all game long. And, you know, in the two games in Edmonton, when St. Louis was there, I was at both those games. Edmonton tries to play a track meet of a game, and that you're just not going to be able to do that against a team like St. Louis, again, because they can play any style you want to play. I mean, they got guys who can skate with a team like Edmonton, but you better be willing to check, and that's what St. Louis does. They checked Edmonton to death, and for the most part, they didn't have a response. Now, one guy who's missing from those games is Ilya Brizgalov, and he was horrendous in the two games earlier this season when they played St. Louis. So, you know, we'll see if you know, they can get some better play in between the pipes, you know, tonight. But, you know, Edmonton's playing much better as of late, as you guys know. So, believe me, the Blues won't be taking them lightly. Don't, you know, they won't be taking them for granted. And some teams, these are sometimes these are more difficult games to play. Late in the season, when you're a contending team, playing against a team that's out of the playoffs that has nothing to lose, and those are the teams that want to play spoiler, lay it all on the line. And St. Louis is aware of that, and that's kind of the message we've been hearing the last couple of days.
Andy, enjoy the game tonight. Always good to catch up with you.
Okay, likewise, guys. Take care.